Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can hear us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lisa Wagner. She's an Ave Maria volunteer and a fun walk organizer for the Fun Walk coming up on August 4th for Ave Maria Village. And Lisa, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time. Excited to talk about this. We've talked about this in the past before, but we're going on into the fourth annual Ave Maria Village Family and Friends Fun Walk. Lisa, for maybe those who did not get to participate last year or have not heard about it, do you want to kind of describe what the Fun Walk is?
Yes, the Fun Walk was came up with the idea to raise money for the Private Room campaign at Ave Maria. But it's a wonderful walk. It's different in the fact that people can choose to walk our route 1 to 3 times depending on their fitness level. Okay. The loop is 1 mile. So you can have a 1 mile walk or a 3 mile walk. It's up to you. There's going to be live music. We're going to have drawings at the end of the walk for prizes. So it's going to be a great day.
It does. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So that loop that you're talking about, is that the one that goes around the reservoir?
Yes. It's on the north side of Ave Maria, and it's just a beautiful view.
It really is.
It's a great family day to come on out with your family. It's for all ages, all fitness levels.
Awesome. All ages, all fitness levels, and it's promoting a good cause, helping a good cause, the Private Room campaign at Ave Maria Village, which we've had Jan Barnes in here and have talked about that before and how much progress they've made on that. So they're dedicating to the health and well-being of their residents and the community, the Family and Friends Fun Walk Saturday, August 4th at 9 o'clock. And Lisa, right now we're looking for people to register ahead of time so you can kind of have a head count of how many people are going to be there, right?
That's right. We're in the middle of an early bird special, so walk registered by July 27th, which is coming up here pretty soon, is $20. And okay. If you're a senior, age 65 and older, and you register by the 27th, it will be $15.
Excellent.
After that, it jumps up to $25. So I really want to encourage everyone to register early.
Mm-hmm. And because I'm also shirt sizes I see on the registration form, emergency contact, who you're walking for, it kind of helps alleviate that a little bit instead of doing it the day before or the day of, right?
That's right. That's awesome. Right. And registration forms are at the Ave Maria front desk. You can pick them up there or various locations around town.
Yeah.
You should find them.
Excellent. Lisa Wagner again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. She's an Ave Maria Village volunteer and fun walk organizer for the Family and Friends Fun Walk coming up Saturday, August 4th at 9 o'clock. It sounds like it's just going to be an absolute blast raising money for Private Room campaign. And Lisa, we really want people to get out and get active. A great way to do that is this event, right?
That's right. One of the reasons I formed this walk was to have people of all fitness levels be able to participate. So maybe you're just starting your fitness journey or you have some injuries or whatever kind of issue you might have, you can just choose to walk at one time. There's no pressure. But if you're really fit and active and you want to see how far you can go, I've had some power walkers walk that loop 4 or 5 times that hour that we have for our walk. So
wow.
It's for everyone.
It is for everybody. And we do want to point out, and you kind of mentioned it at the beginning here, that there's it's really unique in the fact that, you know, you do awards for different categories, and there's a special category in there too.
Yeah, so we have the largest family and largest business, which a lot of walks do, but we have a largest church family category that I'd like to give an award to. Last year, United Presbyterian won, so kudos to them. I really think this is a great event for the churches in our community to come together. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about we're to honor the aged, and I think this is a great time for church families to come together and fellowship with one another and do some good for the community.
Kind of ties up nicely with that.
Yes, it
does. Like that. Perfect. So the walk is coming up again Saturday, August 4th. Bring out your family, bring out your grandparents, bring out your church family and participate in this. And again, registration going on through July 27th for early registration. And then after that, after July 28th, that registration goes up. Registration forms at Ave Maria front desk. And Lisa, if anybody has questions, we encourage them to contact Ave Maria, right?
Correct. Yes, they'd be able to answer anything.
Perfect. So, Lisa, is there anything else you want to mention or anything else we're missing with this?
One thing I thought was really cool is last year, the youngest participant was about 3 months being pushed in a stroller.
Wow.
And our oldest participant was 99 years old.
Wow.
So I just have to say, it's for everybody. So come on out and just have a great time getting
Excellent.
Fit and helping the residents at Ave Maria.
Absolutely. So you're doing several good things for yourself. You're doing several good things for our community and for Ave Maria Village. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.